You're listening to the Pivot Storytelling and Business Growth Podcast, exploring the role of storytelling and metaphor in small business and entrepreneurship. Here's your host, Sean Bavala.
Hey folks, Sean Bavala from morethanspeaking.com. You're listening to the Pivot Storytelling and Business Growth Podcast. Thanks for popping in. I'm going to go over one of probably the most popular things I've ever written. Easily I've had it for something like a dozen years now. First, I'm going to turn off my phone so I couldn't make all that stupid noise. How's that for high quality work that we're doing here? Anyway, real stories can change your company. This is 10 things storytelling won't do for your business or nonprofit. Won't do. The best way to express a story is through storytelling. However, your stories have to be true and they must be the central focus of your organization in order to be effective. As a storytelling coach and trainer, I've been doing this since 86. I've been using story long before it was the current buzzword that it is today, and I'm going to be doing it long after people are done doing stories. I know both the power and the shadow of storytelling. One of those shadows is the idea that the story always works in every situation. It will not. It does not. Here are 10 things that storytelling will not do for your business. Number one, it won't fix difficult management. If your CEO is not on board with your new storytelling process, your process will fail. If your CEO is one of a billion people at your company or one of two people, if that person's not on board, it's going to fail. I've seen this over and over. If your management team has significant problems, control issues, or is otherwise unhealthy, a good story will only cover it up for a brief moment. Truth always wins out. Number two, it won't correct a bad promise. If your company makes promises that it never intends to keep, your storytelling will be perceived as lies. Lies will destroy a business or a nonprofit organization. Truth wins out. Number three, fix financial misbehavior. If there are questionable corporate money issues or books that have been cooked, storytelling will not cover for financial impropriety. It's going to catch up with you. Truth wins out, right? Number four, it won't keep your clients after bad service. Your great story, expressed in storytelling or any other media, may bring in many new customers. However, if these new people experience poor service, they will not return. Instead, they will create a new story of how your company really works, and you can bet that that story is going to spread on the internet faster than any story you have tried to bring forward. Truth wins out. Number five, it won't keep employees who are mistreated. Telling stories of how great your organization is will not win out over a worker's long-term negative experience. While storytelling can help with healing in an organization, it does, after major changes and real apologies, reality always conquers any fake fable the company may create. You can't make up a story about how great you are and not be great. Number six, it won't make people buy your widget or service. Repeatedly, business owners want me to teach them this magic word. Put these words together that will make floods of customers come in their door. This does not happen. Your multiple stories will become the bedrock on which your deeper relationships may be developed. Let your customers build their trust in you, and on that rock, not the sand of jingles and campaigns, you're going to build a business. Number seven, force a viral anything. A true viral internet element is hard to create, even in the best circumstances, and even then, it's kind of random. The few marketing campaigns that you've seen that have gone viral usually did not equate to profits for the companies involved. Skip the gimmicks and focus rather on the genuine stories of your organization. Number eight, storytelling will not replace all your other marketing. While research shows that storytelling can carry big ideas, storytelling is not the last marketing tool that you'll need. It's one of the most important, but it's not the only one. Older methods of marketing still, such as direct mail and the latest tools such as social media, audio, video, etc., should be used to bring your story to new and current clients. Number nine, Storytelling won't help you survive the gimmick mentality. Look, in my corporate career, and probably many of you, I have moved cheese, I have flung fish, and all while trying to connect with people in 1 minute as a manager. Ugh. These fad trends have come and gone. On the other hand, the importance of story seems to be hardwired into our DNA. Listen to my podcast about metaphors. If you treat storytelling like your last gimmicky management trend, it will fail too. I've had people hire me for that. This was going to be their focus for the year, and then they dropped it. Awful. They never intended to keep it. That's how their whole cycle was. No matter who brought in what, they weren't going to keep it. It was just the same cycle over and over again. Same gimmicky management processes. Don't do that. So this phrase, like this company had, our focus this year is on storytelling, is a coffin nail for success with this. Make your story your new baseline for your company's future, and you will do much better. Long-term thinking, truth wins out. Number 10 is storytelling will not be free of charge. No matter what anyone tells you, not everyone is a natural storyteller. I think that each person in your company can easily learn to recognize and recall stories, but they will need training and coaching to learn to express those stories in forms such as storytelling, writing, video, audio, podcasts. This takes time and training for your company. However, the problem, the issue, the opportunity, story still contains the same power to change lives, connect people, and build communities just as it has done through history. Do not get too discouraged in these 10 warnings I've given you. Think of them as my advice to you on how to move past the mythology. Mythology is truth wrapped in story, and it's used for good or bad. It'll help you get past the mythology and move to awareness of the right way to use this tool of storytelling. I think that having realistic expectations of this tool will help you use story to its full potential. Hope that helps. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I'm Sean Bavala. You're listening to the Pivot Storytelling and Business Growth Podcast. You can find more at morethanspeaking.com. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Is it time for you to narrow the gap between what your business can do and where your customers are? Your stories bring you and your clients together. Get started with professional coaching and training with Sean Bavala. Visit morethanspeaking.com. The Pivot Storytelling and Business Growth Podcast. Copyright 2020.